How's it going, everyone? John Cronshaw here with the very first Keep All Cool podcast. For those of you who are not familiar with the Keep All Cool concept, since August last year, I've been going through my CD collection, listening to albums, reflecting on them, doing a bit of a personal review, and then writing them up and publishing them. I've decided to do a little experiment and do some audio reviews. Obviously, I'm going to keep up the writing when I can, but the audio just seems a little more personal. So let's get on with it. Okay, so today I'm going to listen to Pills and Thrills and Belly Aches by the Happy Mondays. Now, I got this CD in about 1996. A friend of my parents, who happened to be a drug dealer, had been sent to prison, and he was, well, his partner was selling his CD collection in order to keep his house, I suppose, pay the rent while he was inside. So I bought a few CDs. I seem to recall buying that one, a really terrible Jesus Jones album, I bought Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's, Lonely Hearts Club Band, and probably a few other ones which I can't remember. But this is a bit of a weird album, because it's an album that when I was growing up, probably about 15, 16, and I started going out with friends. You know, we go out on a weekend to a club in Wolverhampton called Rico's, which used to do a kind of indie night, and we'd always go to my friend's house and we'd get drunk and listen to music before going out. One of the albums we used to listen to a lot was the Happy Mondays, Pills and Thrills and Belly Aches. Now we were kind of, we had a bit of an obsession for the whole kind of Manchester scene, so it would be bands like Happy Mondays, Stone Roses that we'd listen to. Primal Scream, Screamadelica made it on there a lot. But there's something about the Happy Mondays stuff that really got us in the mood for going out. I remember one night we were around my friend's house, and we had this guy who, he kind of used to hang around with us a bit, but we didn't really like him that much. And a few times when we knew he was coming round, the door would knock, the music would go off, the lights would go off, we'd be in commando position around the house, trying not to get noticed. So, you know, it was a bit of a weird time. He was just a bit of a geeky lad. He, you know, he was nice enough, but he was just so dull. So, yeah. anyway, let's get on with a review of the album. Okay, so the album opens with Kinky Afro, it's an amazing song. I love the guitar work in the Happy Monday stuff. They're quite underrated when it comes to guitar, I think. And there's like this quite almost stilted kind of lead guitar style that kind of drives the melody, and you know, couple that with the real swagger that you get with the drums and the kind of funky bass and Sean Ryder's kind of vocal delivery, you know, it's excellent. So yeah, great album opener. You know, it's just a really kind of perfect song that I think sums up the Happy Mondays and Sean Ryder especially. I love the opening line where he talks about, you know, son, I'm 30. I only went with your mother because she's dirty. Classic. Next up, we've got God's Cop, which is probably one of my favourite Happy Monday songs outside of 24 Hour Party People. Again, you've got this real kind of swagger about the song, and I just love, again, the kind of the guitar and the groove of the bass. It's a really good tune. I mean, by the end of the song, you're almost going into the kind of territory of kind of house music. It's this perfect kind of crossover between kind of indie pop and dance, and I think it's just a fantastic tune. Okay, so next up is Donovan. Now, this isn't the best track on the album, I'll have to admit. It's I don't know. It doesn't really go anywhere. The production sounds a bit all over the place. It sounds quite murky at points. I mean, there's some of the lyrics are fun in it when, you know, Sean Ryder's talking about the sun shining brightly out of my arsehole today. You know, you can't beat lines like that. But I don't know. It's a skippable track. Okay, next up we've got Grandbag's Funeral. What a tune. This is another one of these songs with the kind of weird guitar work. I really like this song. I really like the... There's a real kind of humour to the lyrics that's kind of funny when he's talking about, you know, bringing his family to the funeral. It's just Grandbag that's died, you know. It's a fun little track. So then we have Loose Fit, which is... yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, this. I really like this track. I really like the kind of driving bass that just kind of holds the song together. I think the song was a bit of a political statement by Sean Ryder. You know, it's got to be a loose fit. It's got to be legit. I don't know. I mean, he might have meant this, but the way I read it is it's kind of like a bit of an ironic pop at the kind of baggy scene, you know. Somehow you're legitimate if your clothes are baggy, if you've got the loose fit thing going on. And I think that was the kind of what the song was about. Again, it's a really, really great tune. You know, the Happy Mondays, I think their songwriting is really underrated. I mean, what was it in... what's his name? The Factory Records owner, I can't remember, Tony Wilson, there we go. Tony Wilson, he famously said that Sean Ryder was like a modern-day W.B. Yeats, and you can kind of see where that's coming from, you know, the kind of social commentary that Sean Ryder somehow managed to kind of capture in his words. so, yeah, another really solid track. Okay, so Dennis and Lewis, it's a bit of a throwaway song on the album. It's fun and... you know, it's got a kind of punchy riff to it. For me, it doesn't do a lot for me. It's, you know, it's quite a nice song to dance to, but it's okay. Now, Bob's Your Uncle, this is an excellent song. I really love the acoustic kind of intro to this and the bongos, and it almost sounds as well as if Sean Ryder's trying to make an effort with his vocals. He's got this kind of deep huskiness to them where he's trying to you know, sing for once rather than just kind of so yeah, it's a nice little song. I really like the I think her name's Rowita, the kind of backing vocalist that the Happy Mondays had, the you know, the kind of deep black female vocals that you get in a lot of Happy Monday stuff. I think that kind of helps to hold a lot of their stuff together when, you know, Sean Ryder's voice is so kind of wrecked sounding. So, yeah, another really good song. Step On. Now, this is a classic. Bit of an overplayed one. If you ever went to any kind of club night in the 90s, like an indie kind of rocky kind of set, you know, this is a track that was bound to appear. I remember it was a track that they always used to play in Blast Off in Wolverhampton, just guaranteed Step On by the Happy Mondays. I mean, you know, you're twisting my melon, man. It's a great piece of music, but as I say, a bit overplayed. But you kind of have to ask yourself why it's overplayed, and it is because it's just a great tune. So, Holiday, this is probably about the millionth song I've reviewed called Holiday, thinking about it. it's another good song. It's, you know, it's got nothing on Bob's Your Uncle or Loose Fit, but, I mean, it's still a fun song. You've got quite a cool ending to it with, you know, almost like gospel choirs going on. It's okay. The album closes with Harmony, which is a bit warped. I quite like it. It's got a kind of Velvet Underground feel to it in a weird kind of way. It's, you know, the guitars and the... I don't know, everyone just sounds a bit fucked in it, and it's kind of got a charm to it that, you know, isn't really in the rest of the record. It's kind of slow and dreamy and... you know, meandering, and no, it's a really interesting piece of music. You know, it doesn't have the groove of some of the earlier tracks on the album, but, you know, it's a good kind of... It's almost like the early album was the party and then this is the kind of come down, you know, the morning after. So, yeah, it's a really good track. I mean, this is decision time now, and I do have to work out whether I want to keep this album or whether it's one for the charity shop. On reflection, you know, it's an album, it's got a couple of excellent songs on, a lot of very good songs, few which can take or leave, but this is, you know, it's a solid album. So yeah, the album's definitely a keeper. Come to the end now of the first Keep or Cool podcast. If you want to, you know, get in touch, leave a comment, you can do so on my Audioboo profile or on my Twitter, which is at John, without an H, _ Cronshaw. Or you can check out the website, which is keeporcool.co.uk. Again, you know, I always try and respond to comments, and I love to hear what people think. And also, I'd like to know what you think about the, you know, doing a podcast and kind of taking it away from the writing for once. If you want to support what I do, you know, I do this for free, my own time. I'm also training to be a journalist, so, you know, money is tight, so any kind of help you can do, you can support by you know, buying my book Keep or Cool from Amazon Kindle. It's £1.53, which, you know, is the price of a coffee. If you don't have a Kindle or can't be bothered to do that, you can, you know, go on to the keeporcool.co.uk website and, you know, click on a couple of the sponsored links. This will help kind of support what I do and encourage me to do more. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again later.